Welcome everybody to another episode of I Heard That with your host Tawana B and co-host RC the Trackaholic. But warning, you do not want to play this damn show around your nappy-headed ass kids. Yeah, I said it, your nappy-headed ass kids, cause they might hear something about your trifling ass business. This is the show that loves the gossip, ain't nobody and nothing off limits. So grab your ham hocks and your collard greens and enjoy the show. I heard that.
All right. I feel like I can't hear myself, but we on.
Yo.
I feel like I can't hear myself.
Open your ears.
I don't know. Maybe I got a dick in my ear. So we can fuck what you heard.
You got them two hats on.
Fuck you. Take that hat off. Shit. You got one.
Look.
I got two. You got one. What's up, man? Welcome to I Heard That. I'm your girl, the Controversy Queen, and we back at it like a crack at it. You know what it is. And who are you? Fatsman?
RC the Trackaholic in the building, straight from the sideshow. You know what it is.
Straight from the sideshow.
Yeah.
And we have our special guest today. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys introduce yourself, starting with you.
What's going on? It's Spider in the building.
Come on.
Hi, it's Crystal C.
Look, Crystal C sounded all shy. If you see her on stage, that bitch be dropping it, popping it, rapping the whole. I said, ooh, girl.
Damn, I missed that?
Come on, man. Shout out Seattle Music is real.
I need to show up the most shit.
You need to show up the most shit.
Yeah,
you better be there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because I kind of be at all the shits. Because I like to be in the mix.
Yeah.
We have a great show for you today. This is the show where I give you news that you can use. I'll be lying and telling the truth at the same time. And if you call my phone, your baby daddy might be there, but I'll send him home on time.
Preach.
Message. Okay, get I'm that. Messy as fuck. But fuck your baby daddy. Where his daddy at?
Ooh.
Wait, am I connected?
Come on.
Am I connected? No, I'm not.
You're not? You're still not?
I'm still not. You know, I'm connected to the streets, though, baby.
Okay.
While you're doing that, you on now.
I'm on.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers except my baby's dad.
My birthday's on Father's Day.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Juneteenth.
And when I say not happy Father's Day to my baby's dad, it's not that he's not a great father. I just don't like him. But he's a cool nigga, though.
You're talking hella shit about
rest in peace
baby
to my baby's dad. Rest in peace to Trees.
Oh,
falls
dig
up.
That. Dig come that. On. Yeah, yep. For sure.
Yeah. Let's give him applause. Yes. But Father's Day is going to be great. Mm-hmm. My father, because you guys know I'm a daddy's girl. My dad, that's my nigga, though. Mm-hmm. That's my nigga, for real. And yeah. I recently just did a show, and it was his first time seeing me. Oh.
So what was that like?
Man, I relapsed, y'all.
Wait a minute. You don't have to tell him that.
You got
the cup. You got to tell him.
Nigga, I'm real with my shit. Fuck y'all. Y'all don't, what you eat don't make me shit. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, what,
and subscribe.
Hey, what'd your dad say when you was up there talking about, I'll suck a nigga dick?
Oh, because So I was nervous. Like my dad, that's my mama, whatever.
Right.
My mom was there, and too. Niggas know. But my dad was like, I can tell you're nervous. Do you?
Yeah.
See, okay, that nigga live with me, shit. That nigga know how I talk. He hear me on the phone.
I mean, that's
but,
like that. That's
but
like,
he was, but he, you know, he eased, you know, because I was like, shit, and I wasn't drinking.
Right.
I needed a drink.
How old
was your dad?
Old, but he's fine. Shout out to the Boom Boom Man. You know what
Black
it is.
Black don't crack.
The Boom Boom Man.
Yeah, shout out to the Boom Boom Man. Come on, man.
Black don't crack, baby.
Yeah, you see where I get it from. I get it straight from my daddy. Now, catch that nigga at a local karaoke. He'll sing a bitch out of drawers. most definitely. So I got up on stage, and it was at the Esquire Club. Shout out to the Esquire Club.
Shout out to them.
All the old niggas in
brand new interior in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I said. They put some panties on that bitch.
Yeah,
didn't
for
they?
Sure. Yeah.
They put some panties on that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. They let me DJ in there.
They let you DJ. Listen, yeah, they mics sure. kept going in there. I said, you owe me some more money.
Yeah. See,
I said, there's some tricks in here tonight. It was. I said, I'm selling pussy at the let out.
Damn.
God damn it.
Niggas, you fuck for free,
some
you get a free.
Just don't change.
And they gonna put the money on the wood, okay? These young tricks be playing.
They be playing. Capping.
Okay? They this much cap.
This much. Delusion. Delusional.
Deranged. Don't mind me, because you know I do what I do.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. That's what they better do. Call on the Lord.
What you doing?
Right.
What am I doing? Yeah. About to call a nigga.
Okay, we'll call a nigga then. Hey, look, so you guys, what was it, 2 weeks ago? We were talking about giving head, right?
Roadhead.
And so she was like, well, Roadhead is great. I'm like, yeah, Roadhead's great. She was like, I could drive and give head. And we were like, you can't.
That sounds dangerous.
She called this nigga, that's exactly what he said too. She called this nigga on the phone. And she was like, they don't believe me. Tell them I can give head. He was like, yes, you can. He was like,
and he said, you're going to be a star. You're going to be a star.
Applause to that.
Applause. Yeah, for sure.
Let me get some applause to that.
Hey, applause for Roadhead.
Okay.
Applause for Roadhead. If you guys haven't seen the reel, go check my Instagram out at TB Controversy _Queen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you're looking for a good laugh, if you want to pee on yourself, definitely follow me. Because you never know. Because I'm mad today. And when I get mad, I get to talking.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't had no dick in a couple days. I'm stressed out,
oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
You out of all people here?
Yeah, because I'm fucking one nigga right now.
Ah, well, I guess that'll do it. I don't know. How does that work?
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know, but
it's okay to fuck one nigga.
It's okay. It is. Because I really liked him. But guess what?
What?
Fall down the stairs, bitch, and break it down. Pull the dick out or get out.
Damn it.
They'd be mad because, you know, I don't bring niggas to my house.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, I known you. I never been in your house. You never come to my house.
I like a nigga who got their own house.
Yeah, and he do. Sure. And it's nice and comfortable.
Let me get comfy in your shit.
Yeah, I want to be real comfy. I don't want to be in my drawers. Well, I don't wear drawers. But I wear drawers. I don't. It depends. But
you be in there butt naked with your wig cocked to the side. Come over here, baby.
My shit ain't even glued on right now. Shit, cat can't even come off.
Oh, damn
it! It was a long night.
Can we get a hand clap for that?
Can we get a hand clap?
Of course you can, Miss Spider. Of course you can.
So you know what? We are going to start off things different today. We're going to get into our guests because sometimes I can be a sympathetic narcissist, and you should be, because why should not you believe you're the best?
Sure.
But I want to give it up to my guests, and let's give some conversation. Let's talk about who you guys are. So you guys are artists, rappers.
I am a international superstar / entrepreneur.
Dig that. Wait, entrepreneur what?
Entrepreneur.
You wanted her to say entrepreneur, nigga.
I just want to make. I just wanted to hear it again. She said entrepreneur.
Ooh,
that's French.
He must be texting.
It's Panorin right now.
I just got 11 notifications back to back.
What's wrong?
Let's see who it was.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We was talking to the artist. Yeah.
So shout out to you guys. Thank you for being here.
That's my sister. You know, but she'll be back on track. You know, I'm the straight man. I kid.
That's
her
why
mind.
You're here.
Yeah, exactly. So, Miss Spider, you are an artist and an entrepreneur.
International
all about my cashional.
Get it right.
Yes.
Okay, internationally known,
right.
And locally
thank
accepted.
Thank you for correcting
yes.
me.
Thank you.
But let's start with the artist part.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any like projects out, like, or singles or anything like that at the moment?
So I am working on something. I always push a lot of music. I haven't really did a solo album yet, but I am working on it. But you can find some of my music on YouTube and, you know, it's Apple, all that stuff. You know.
Okay.
I mean?
All platforms.
Correct.
On all platforms.
Dig correct. That. Now tell me, is it? Do you find it difficult?
You gonna ask my questions, huh?
Oh, word?
I can tell. See, that's why I can't be telling niggas shit. We had a whole meeting.
Did we?
And I said what I was gonna ask.
Well, you can't.
Hey,
like,
do you think it's difficult being an artist and being a female in this?
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely.
Most definitely.
Do you think that?
I was gonna say that.
I know, because I called you and told you that. We just had this conversation when you was asking me what was I gonna say. That's my brother. This is what we do.
Go ahead.
I need a ride, dude. I know being a female is hard. Do you think, like, when you go to the studio, do you have music with other people? Do you collab?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You sing, too.
Yes, I sing, I rap, and I do reggae.
Oh, dig that.
Because I was going to ask you, Are you, or that's you just be doing it? Are you a descendant of,
So the background on the Jamaican is, my partner is from the Virgin Islands, and, you know, I was exposed to it, and it just latched on to me.
Okay, that's cool.
Latched on to me, and I took on the challenge.
That's dope.
I know that's right. That's dope. That is dope. So Crystal.
Crystal C in the building.
Crystal C over here. Give it a shot.
And she was over here rocking like double Dutch. Ooh, she was like, they going to ask me something?
Is it my turn yet? Yeah, it's your turn. So tell the people where you're from.
I'm from Houston, H-Town.
I just went there. I love that place.
Yeah. I should have some good ass food.
I've never been, but
me either.
Give it up for H-Town.
How long have you been doing music?
I started at the age of 10. Yeah. So I'm going to get a little personal. All right. So like at 10, I was like assaulted by my mom's boyfriend.
That's how
I started writing. So I started writing like poetry, and I turned the poetry into music. I recorded my first song at 16, and I met a guy, went through all this domestic violence shit. So that's why I'm here, and I've been doing shows for like the last 3 years.
That's what's up. Most definitely, pain, you can turn that into money, most definitely.
Definitely.
Most definitely. I'm telling you, God ain't going to give you nothing that you can't handle. And what they say, he don't come when you want him, but he going to come on time. Well, nigga, you need to hurry up. Thank you. yes, that's, you know what I'm saying, through struggles. Because everybody been through something. But guess what? I told you, the first nigga that put his hands on me, I said, good looking on the ass whoopings, because you prepared me for the world.
True that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, Crystal, do you have any projects out at the moment?
I have a couple singles on all platforms, and I have like one album out.
Okay, what's the album called?
So I have Bruised But Unbroken.
Okay.
That's out.
Okay.
I have two songs with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I did that before she passed.
Okay.
Now,
is she a singer or a rapper too?
She wasn't singing. Uh-huh. It was like I was doing more of the harmonizing. Okay. She was like talking, telling her testimonial or whatever.
Nice.
On the album?
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys, you sent me something. I'll be listening. Yeah. I don't be listening. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
That is dope.
So, that was that. And me and my brother have a little song with her.
Shout out to your brother.
So you're more of a, what are the artists called when you know when it's more personal?
Pain.
I mean, the word.
They might call it emo sometimes,
no,
but I don't.
No, that's
it's
emo.
Called something
it's
else.
Like,
but
like
you
Mo
are
three.
One of those type of artists.
Like Mo 3?
No, I mean, yeah, that's an artist. Yeah,
I mean,
but the word.
He sings in pain.
Yeah, like, so most of my songs are like
personal.
Yeah, I speak like
uplifting
that.
Or relatable.
Right.
Things like
coming
that.
Coming from your soul.
Yeah.
Right. But if I have to like do a feature and it'd be like some gangster shit.
I see you do some gangster shit.
Give a minute, hold on.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that.
Okay, because you guys know I'll be rapping. And stay tuned because we will have a cypher going on, so
okay.
Don't be scared.
For real. Don't
bust
be scared
that
to bust
beat.
That freestyle.
Don't be, because you know I am not.
So I have a quick question. So Crystal C, do you think that your writing and you making music as a result of your trauma, do you think that it's helped heal you?
In some way, I be trying to write songs that can help other people.
Right.
Even through the same situation. So, like, relationship-wise, and, I just be trying to reach, because you never know who might need to hear that song.
That.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
I feel that.
That's true.
Well,
so I'm the most completely opposite artist.
Well, like,
I rap
how
about
so?
Just because, like, my music is for the people.
Right.
I try to make the music for the people. Yes, there are songs that I make for myself.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't really like to go into personal as far as my music.
Mm-hmm.
Only because for me, it's emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can do it all, and I like to do it all. And I like to take challenges with my music, too.
I don't
like to stay in one lane.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, that's why I asked you about that reggae.
I want to do that.
You'd
be surprised, like, be like, damn, like, I didn't think people were going to attract to the reggae, but they really, I feel like I've been doing R&B for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I started doing the patois, giving them a new talk and them thing, they start to listen to me. Yeah, man.
I'm listening.
People,
you gotta switch
them people
it up.
Start to listen.
Did she switch it up?
And this is why, because you're not used to them talk there. Mm-hmm. So when me I talk to you, you want to listen.
I'm listening.
Kick that.
I'm listening.
Hey, look, let's hear it for Patois.
Come on.
That should have me kind of mesmerized a little bit.
Come on.
Like, whatever she's saying, I need to listen right now.
Yeah. And that's another thing about the Patois is the culture of it. Mm-hmm. When they're talking to you, they're serious.
Yeah.
That's why you want to listen. Right. Because they're not joking with you.
Right.
They're talking real and serious. And them thing there.
Speaking about talking real and serious, mm-hmm. I'm going to get right into it. So recently, your girl Suki with the good coochie, and what's the boy's name? Osiris. No, you know I'm dyslexic. Well, anyway, the boy that be owing everybody money. Oh, what's his name? I got him. How the song go?
Can we vape in here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
We can vape, huh?
Pass the vape.
Okay, she said, pass the vape. Fast the break to the left-hand side.
Oh, hey. Pass it
again. So basically, they were at one of those games. Is that weed?
I wish.
Oh, shit.
So look at me. I got ADHD.
This vape shit is not it.
It's really not. Smoke a Newport.
I wish.
So basically, they were at one of those like celebrity games, I believe. Like, you know how they do the basketball games?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was this nigga kissed this bitch in the mouth. So they're all sitting like we are.
Uh-huh.
They're all sitting like we are.
Are we going to give a real example? Come on, let me get my lips ready.
Bitch.
Like, I'm just playing.
Oh, boy.
Look, they trying to see, bitch, if I eat some coochie or not. Listen, I don't know, but it's the summertime. And these what? Niggas ain't been acting right. So, bitch, you got my number? Yeah. So hey, they don't call me the controversy queen for nothing.
Dig that.
Hey, it's finna get nasty in here.
The whole podcast.
Anybody can get caught in the web.
Okay? Wow. Don't get home. Bitch, you got some web in that coochie out there.
Wow.
Anybody can get caught in the web now.
I'm done. Okay, I like that. That's what's it right there. He said anybody can get caught in the web.
For real?
But basically, he did violate her. He did kiss her in the mouth aggressively.
Now, as I apologize for cutting you off.
No worries.
But I just have a quick question.
Go ahead.
As a person who doesn't quite watch him that much, are they not together? Are they not cool?
No,
they're not.
No,
so for him to do that is out of pocket. Correct.
Well, she's about to give you the tea right
okay,
now.
Okay,
she's
dig
about
it.
To give it to you.
I'm gonna give you an example on this.
Man, I ain't gonna lie though. That whole logic of
Suki
like men
with the good
doing
coochie.
Stuff like that, like just like sneaking a kiss or like or it's copping a feel.
It's
like,
disrespectful.
It is.
I mean, as a man, like I don't
who
get
does
it.
That though. Like who?
I don't
doing
get it.
That?
I mean, it's bad. I mean, like somebody could be bad. He'd be like, "That's nice," but there's no reason for me to be. Why would I do that?
Yeah, that's,
you know.
Just a clip. It's why would you do it? I mean, and you got to remember, a lot of these dudes don't have fathers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no example. Just like there's no book on how to tell us how to be a mother. But hey, thank God for my daddy never leaving you the shit. they don't know. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying, this is my whole thing. When you portray yourself to be a certain type of individual, when you want that kind of attention, mm-hmm. when you get it,
mm-hmm.
then you want to pull a card. When I'm going to give you an example, and I'm not saying that it's right.
I was about to say that because
I'm not saying that it's right. So let me go ahead and say that it's a thin line between love and hate. Mm-hmm. When your name is Suki with a good coochie, you're throwing out. You can do whatever you want, but it's how you handle yourself.
So would you call that victim blaming?
I mean, shit. Yeah. I'm gonna say like this. I'm gonna just play a clip.
Okay, dig it.
You're not ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Is you ready?
No. You just see if the pussy.
When I'm
ready.
Yeah,
look at
that
funny ass
shit. So I'll fuck you just to see if the pussy.
I mean, I love you.
I'll fuck you
just
to see if
you look like you like to talk.
I'm not quick though.
Oh, I love this. 5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Because I like to go throughout the day. 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, see, I come back.
Yeah, that's great for me.
Okay.
She sound like me, huh?
That's great.
But what I'm saying. He didn't touch her, but he did speak to her in a certain way.
It sounds like because they're around a bunch of other people.
It's about who
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who it is. If it was a higher celebrity,
she probably would have let it pass.
Would have let it pass.
She would have let it pass.
You know what I'm saying? This is a young. He's a young goofy ass nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be worth it. That's the song he's singing.
He's a young goofy ass nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody, if it was Kevin Gates
or Moneybag Yo,
yeah, it would have been.
Let's go there.
It would have been. Yeah, let's so go you, there. If his status was higher
then,
yeah.
then he would have got away with it.
Pass.
Okay,
he would have passed.
I mean, as young ladies, clearly, and like,
and I'm know, saying, and, shit, think about and it. Moneybag Yo,
come
me
kiss
too.
Me in the mouth.
I'm telling you, would have got a pass.
Pass.
Really?
Pass.
Moneybag Yo.
Okay, Crystal,
pass.
Crystal, you hella quiet. I need to hear from you. What do you pass. Think about that?
Be real, Crystal.
Yeah, be straight
be
up.
Real.
I mean, honestly, because and you've also
pass.
Been, you've been through
pass.
Some things. So
look, I mean, pass them back to me, and I'll pass them back.
Right,
pass.
What do you think, Crystal?
No, we're passing. We're saying this is the question. Let me reiterate. The question is: uh-huh. So, say a man of a higher stature. Say we're in this setting and Moneybag Yo just came and kissed you in the mouth.
Mm. Right.
Are we saying it's good? Are we going with it?
Holy.
The answer is yes. Pat, next.
Okay. So, because you like Moneybag Yo, right?
I mean, don't I'm lie. Saying the higher the stature.
We're just giving
artist.
That as an example.
So
yeah,
say
it's a good example
because
you guys like okay. him. You guys like him. Like, you got, you like,
yeah,
you know
ugly
him and you
me,
like him,
but
right?
I'm just saying, he got the bag.
We know of him. We know you like his music.
Right, that's what I mean. But and you like his music. But
we're talking about the money, though.
If he was this close to you and he kissed you, you'd be like, you quit playing.
I would be like, you probably wouldn't like what I did next.
What would you do?
What's next?
We'd probably grab the nigga and just, you know, push him in close to
me. I think he would like that.
And hold on. Maybe grab a little butt. Get my feels in.
So that's
these
gonna,
niggas like a little bit of ass.
It's
gonna turn into a thing. But that all is. I'm saying, if he was a higher statured artist,
yeah,
it wouldn't have been a problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to this, if you project this energy,
mm-hmm.
and this is what you're saying, I'm Suki, I'm eating niggas' ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm eating your ass. Mm-hmm. Now I'm eating your ass. Mm-hmm. I got a piss. Where's the Rotel dip?
Damn.
So are you?
I'm just. That's one of her songs. So, I'm quoting her.
You're saying like he's acting accordingly because of what she was saying.
I'm saying he's acting accordingly, but that doesn't make it right.
Okay.
But when you are saying okay, just like Bill Cosby, right?
Mm-hmm.
They doing.
They
him
said
wrong.
That they had a headache. He said, "Here go a pill." They voluntarily took it, right?
Mm.
You know exactly why you was going to that old ass nigga's
right.
motherfucking trailer.
He had
bitch.
Exactly what you
but
needed.
But you gotta know mm-hmm. what you're
period.
Taking, though. True. You gotta know what you're
then
taking.
Then you need to look it up, bitch.
Right, bitch. What? Google.
I mean, everybody don't know
he
what a
like
blue dolphin
like that nigga's
dolphin
passing out
like.
Fentanyl or something.
Man.
And they want it.
I don't feel. I mean,
I'm not taking well, no pills.
I
know what I came
say
here
my
to
real
do.
Feelings about that because that shit was.
Say your real feelings. That's
yeah,
why we're
no,
here.
That's what we're here for.
That shit was. Voluntary. Them
that,
bitches was there because they wanted to
they
be.
They wanted
now,
to be there.
Okay, so I can agree. I just be an advocate really
go
quick?
Go ahead.
They were there because they wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But did they come there to take pills?
They said
maybe
they
so.
Had it. They asked them.
You got to think about the environment, my nigga. Everybody
okay.
does drugs that are in the industry.
But
I'm
listen.
Not
okay, okay,
they
so.
Said they had a headache. They knew they was going to fuck that old
last
nigga.
Last time I had a headache, I took some aspirin. And why
period.
Am I advocating for these women who...
I didn't hear the headache.
I, listen, but I'm saying they voluntarily took the pill that he gave them
right.
a pill and they said they voluntarily took
it. Like he threw it down their throat.
Okay.
Or put it in his
what's
put it in their
popped a Molly they, popped exactly. a Molly in her and she ain't even knowing.
That
and that
right.
nigga still making music and,
yeah,
and having
he,
car
but,
shows.
But he also lost a major
he did. But he really ain't losing
too.
Though.
No, he's not losing. No.
But he lost a little bit. He got a little bit of something, but it ain't nothing.
But no, that didn't stop him. You're right.
But this is what I'm saying.
I'm gonna drink to that.
As women will put themselves in situations,
mm-hmm.
and when they don't know how to get out of it, it's rape.
See, and that's why a real man would
okay?
never put.
And when
a,
you,
yeah,
you're right.
That's not even
and
a scenario.
And then when you, okay, so look, and then what about when these women lie on these men? How come these bitches ain't going to jail?
Mm.
Not only did you
true.
Lie on this man,
uh-huh.
his character,
because we live in a woman's
his family.
State.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
Most definitely. You bitches need
true
to go
that.
To jail for
living
lying on these niggas.
State. They
true
fucking
that.
Take that shit.
You know
to
what I'm saying?
To the extreme.
Because now you done snatched all this from this man from
everything.
All this time.
Yep.
And you lied the whole fucking time.
Well,
and because you're a woman
message.
And somebody say, oh, she must not be lying.
And I mean,
bitches
I, look,
be lying.
I have a retort for that.
Go ahead.
Like, so like back in like about like early 2000s. They like the system was accused of not protecting women, right? Like men would beat up their wife or whatever, and you know the police would come to the house and they'd be like, "You guys, just stop it." And then they next thing you know, the guy kills the lady,
right?
Yeah. So they changed the law in early
2000. Going straight to jail, don't matter what.
Yeah, they changed it. So it went in favor for the women.
You can't even stop it. The state gonna pick it up,
right? And the state picks it up, and she could be like, "He didn't mean it." Be like, because "Well, he's going to anger management going up and to the, jail.
Don't matter.
Yeah,
they're tired of you going up saying call the police and the nigga he done busts you in the head,
right.
And then you recant your statement.
Now here's the thing, because then they would say like, "Oh, she's under duress and he's probably just threatening her." And you know, if she's saying that that he didn't do it or whatever, if she's advocating
because she wants that
him,
dick to come back home,
right? No, that's what she wants, but the state's
then why
like,
call
no, because
the police.
Exactly.
Some niggas aren't going to come back if you call the police.
They're going to come back. They're going to come back.
Not all of them.
I'm going back. I ain't going to lie.
And I've
you
been in that situation.
You got the police called on you?
Well, no, I have. I got DVs.
Oh, wait. I want to hear this one.
Go.
Crystal? Let's hear.
No, I didn't get the police called on me, but I called and they came.
And then you went back.
Yeah, I did. But then, like, the first time, he was like, they were trying to get me out the room. And then he was like, "Oh, no, tell him you're okay. This and that will do whatever."
And, of course, we're going to listen. And as women, we will do that because we are emotional. We move with our emotions a lot of times.
Yeah, we do.
And we love hard. And when you're in a position where somebody's showing you something that somebody else didn't show you, and that comes from childhood trauma. Trust me, I know the best. Okay, and hurt people. And when women think that, "Oh, I can change him," you can't change that nigga, dog. I'm gonna tell you this. Look me in the eye. You can't change that nigga. Okay,
where's the zoom so they can look you in your eye?
I know,
for
right? I'm taking note. I'll zoom in on that.
Yes,
part.
Look, I had to say it.
And I just want to say this too. If there is a woman out there getting beat, hit that nigga up over the head with a frying pan.
Get a fucking rock with a sock.
Yo, with a rock with a sock. Put a rock in a Cheeto bag, bitch. I swear to God. I tell you, I got three DVs on three different
niggas.
That's
my daddy talking.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Stick it and turn it.
That's my reset button.
Oh, shit. I'm like, hold on.
And I know it surprises you guys, but, and that, you know what? The man might well deserve that. And I wouldn't, I would not advocate against that, but
we're saying the same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you don't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't gonna call the police. Trust me.
True that. I can't even lie. I couldn't even come up with.
Yes, they will call the police.
Not upside down.
I done got the police called on me several times, and the police came and took me to jail. I got DVs on my record right now.
I can't protect yourself.
Is it because of a man or a female?
No, it's a man. I don't fight. I suck dick. I don't need no coochie. Got time to be wrestling with a hoe up in there, nigga, about the way you feel. You with you eat coochie?
I do.
Oh, she said, coochie? I do. These hoes are trying to get me tonight. Yeah. They trying to get me. The summertime gonna be live,
okay,
bitch.
Okay, then. Shout out to coochie.
It's great.
And at least two other people in this room agree with me.
Damn it, y'all.
I ain't there yet. But what I'm seeing is that.
Never say never. What?
Damn it. This.
All right.
Meanwhile at the ranch.
Yes, meanwhile. All right.
Back at the ranch. We're back on it, but I'm just saying. And bitch, stop acting like you can beat a nigga up if you can't, bitch. I got these hands. That's because a nigga knocked my head off before.
Yeah.
Okay, but best believe it is, all them 16 niggas that you fucked with, a piece of that nigga is up in you. If you didn't learn nothing while you fucked with them niggas, you dumb as hell.
For real.
And I'm telling you this. Straight and when the niggas show you exactly who he is, believe it.
Believe it.
Niggas think I'ma be stupid for two summers. Bitch, we outside.
Message. Outside with it.
We outside.
We outside.
Outside.
Outside. Matter of fact, I need some coffee.
Damn it. Shit. All right.
We outside. But we outside. Fuck
here,
all that.
Can you get
Are we going through the
try to keep it off the, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
See, that's see look, I'm wide. I'm
you're
sorry.
Fine.
I'm not wide.
Big nigga.
Hey. Man, shit's been going down. I'ma tell you, These drugs is killing a nigga.
Hey, I'm surprised. Ooh. I'm surprised you ain't said nothing about a blue face and a. Because
we're tired of them. That's Yay. Why. Can we you talk about someone else?
Can we talk about how I'm stupid they motherfucking. What the fuck did that bitch have on? That stupid long dress?
Oh, I don't. You, look.
Let's talk about this.
I'm gonna give everybody a new word: delusion.
Delusion.
Insane.
Let's bring it back, shall we?
Okay. Hey, so have you guys heard about
the fight at Floyd Mayweather little fight?
Oh, that was crazy.
Okay, yeah, let's get on the Jocelyn, Puerto Rican princess,
bitch. You're garbage.
Damn. Like Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, you're garbage.
I don't like how she treat people, but I don't either. You're garbage. I like her motion.
You think I like her motion too?
I like her motion.
But you're garbage.
I don't like the way she treats people.
And I bust you up over here. And the bitch called the police on this hoe. Talking about she got jumped. You did not get jumped. That bitch smacks you and everybody, all the security and everybody up in that motherfucker. Yeah,
they didn't take. Did they take her to jail for that?
I don't know, but the bitch called the police. I do have the police call.
Oh, dig that.
Can we get the audio?
Yeah, we about to get it right now. Let's keep talking, because you know I got to look for shit. I ain't never. It's hot as hell.
We'll just keep talking. Right, she hates when I do this. She hates it. Hurry the fuck up.
And I'm just staring. It might be on my other page. Oh, here we go. Found it.
Found it.
Oh, finally. Okay.
God damn, I'm sweating. I feel like shit beat. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the emergency.
She gotta go to the store.
This bitch is crickets.
Yeah, I gotta run to the store real quick.
Ooh, you don't sound like you've been. You're not devastated.
You have an emergency?
Yeah, I do. I just got jumped at the TNT fight, the Floyd fight.
She does not sound in distress. She sounds hella chill.
Where did that happen?
Like she's talking to.
That happened at the FLA arena. I had to get away. They beat me real bad.
They said they beat her real bad.
Yeah, man.
Downtown.
I just need the police officer. I want to press charges and file police report.
Police calling ass.
These bitches is looking for a bag.
They want to pay that bitch the money. Oh.
605.
They're trying to get Jocelyn's
West
bag.
Sunrise Boulevard.
They see that bitch doing making moves and they trying to eat.
She left and went to the Shell gas station. Hold on.
Okay. And
look, we got
how
more.
How long ago did this happen?
How long ago?
It just happened like maybe like 10 minutes ago, like 10, 15 minutes ago.
Bitch, okay, about that action, people? Boss.
Yeah, I know everybody who's done.
She know everybody. She's saying everybody's name. You police ass.
I know, yeah. Okay, I didn't like that.
Hey, cut this hoe off.
Yeah, she's a snitch.
Cut this hoe off.
Do we got a boo?
Yeah. Oh, boo. We need a boo. Doom, doom, doom. We got that?
Yeah,
doom, doom, doom.
We got
this. That bitch womp. You ain't shit of the day, bitch.
You deserve the knot upside dread.
Exactly.
Boo. She said boo. Okay, so just so we're clear.
You deserve the oops upside of the head of the
Period.
Day. Because first
I heard
of all, bitch,
that.
Stop oh, asking a, about you like you ready for that action, bitch, and you ain't. Jocelyn served all you. That bitch smacked the security.
That bitch be in the gym 24/7. Y'all better quit playing with
that
Jocelyn.
That bitch been.
That
listen,
bitch is fit.
Listen, okay, and she might have relapsed. It looked like she was hitting that shit.
Hitting that shit, huh? No,
looked like her nose was running.
That's the only
thing. She had crackhead strength.
I can't.
Ain't nobody stronger than a crackhead.
That bitch is
but
the
a retarded
plug.
Nigga.
That bitch is the plug. She's from Puerto Rico.
And it ain't crack, nigga.
She got it.
If you ain't cooked it up.
Whether she don't want it, she got it.
You can't
listen,
say that.
Dripping like water.
I can't say what?
You can't say retarded.
Oh.
Can't.
No.
Can we say delusional?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm sorry for...
It's okay. We'll bleep it out. It's okay. It's all right. You're passionate. It's okay.
Hey, you got to be.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. Okay. Handicap. Can I say that?
No.
Damn. The fuck can you say then? Shit. You know what? I'm a comedian. I can say what I want. And guess what? I ain't got no money, so sue me.
Right.
Because I ain't going to pay just
and
like I
ain't
paying on them tickets.
You ain't going to get right. Shit.
So what I'm saying is this. In a black family, right?
Yeah.
If you have, I can't say handicap.
I'm
handicapped shit.
I don't know. Hey,
me too.
We're going to throw this on YouTube and just see what happens. But I don't, you know, they probably won't catch it.
Shit, if they ain't catch the shit I've been saying. Anyway, so you know, okay, so I'm telling you, so something about black folks.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets treated the same treatment, even the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm telling you, the dogs get cussed out like all the kids.
True that.
Okay, and one thing about black people, if they do have handicapped kids, you not even gonna know they handicapped because we're gonna push you to do everything like everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Something that you should check on. So, just know this. Look, you see Ray Charles.
What Ray Charles done did?
His mama told him, "Nigga, you can't see, but you gonna make a way."
For yeah, real.
That's why he said, too. "Bitch, let me feel your wrist."
That nigga's feeling wrist.
That's, he said, "This a all big that. Bitch."
Hey, you know what's crazy about that movie? There's one part where they got over on him. You remember that part?
Oh, with the no, I don't. No,
got that, over hey, on him.
Yeah, but yeah, when that with lady, the fat girl, when that lady made him.
In the first beginning with the first people that signed him in that bar.
No. No, when that lady made him her personal hoe, that nigga was stuck.
That's what I'm talking about. The first lady that signed him in that bar.
Oh, she did sign him. You're right.
She was fucking on him and using him. And he was like, I got to get the fuck up. Lord.
He was like, she was trying to fuck that nigga till he could see.
He couldn't wait to get the fuck.
He couldn't wait.
That nigga seen his future. Like, this is not it. He seen that real quick. This is not it.
That was the only thing he ever fell for.
Period.
And that nigga ain't fell since.
Yeah, real talk.
That's
he learned a lesson
though.
That day.
Shout out to Great.
That was right over there in the CD, for real. That was. That's where
was it in the borough?
I don't know. No, that was in the CD.
It was in the CD?
Because remember, they were talking about Oscars. Remember, they got chicken Oscars?
Ray Charles?
Ray Charles, yeah.
Yeah, because
you ain't seen that movie?
I seen the movie, but I guess I wasn't watching that.
He stayed here for a few years, and like Etta James was here. And remember Quincy Jones was here?
Oh, yeah, I know Quincy
they
Jones.
Showed all
Quincy
that
Jones
in the movie.
Yeah, and that part of the movie was
And Quincy
was
Jones'
the
brother
district.
is what is it called?
What?
In the court. He's a judge.
Judge?
Who? Yeah. Oh, wow. Quincy Jones' brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
He is. Mm-hmm. In the fit with Fitz.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
He looked just like that nigga, too. Don't ask me how I know that. But I'm here today.
We got off subject.
I know.
It's all right though.
That's why this is the best show in the Pacific Northwest.
I heard that.
Shout out to this goddamn show.
Record that whole voice. I heard that.
That's a drop, ain't it?
That's dig a it. Drop. Drop dig them that. Draws.
Yeah, so let's get back to our artists here because and young Crystal C over here, like, she just playing possum with us.
Ain't
like,
she, girl?
She said,
"I'm
behind
you." You can need hear. Participation.
I mean, you know, I get it though. Like, yeah, are you? You know, are, but you're because you're not shy. Because I know that you be on stage, right?
I don't
but
know.
But it's different.
She's giving
I think
shy.
It's different.
Giving a little shy artist, Crystal. Okay. Crystal,
I'm shy.
Are you?
I think, you know what, you know, for me, like, when I first started doing comedy, like, people don't believe I'm shy.
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't, how?
Let me get
I
a boo.
Used to
I
be
need a boo on that.
Womp, womp, womp. But I used to be shy. Like, I used to be an observer, not talk. Mm. But because of the environment that I was in, I learned that shit. Fuck them before they fuck you.
Used to was a rooster.
Okay.
Fuck them before
hey,
they
fuck them before they.
So when I first like around people, I'll be this way.
No, yeah, and you gotta.
So you have to get comfortable.
Fill
them
out.
Fill them out.
Yeah. But I've seen you. I've seen you work. I've seen you on stage, right. And I think when you get on stage, that's probably your comfort zone. It's a comfort zone for me. When I get on stage. I don't see none of you niggas out
right,
here.
Right. I don't.
I mean, a that's whole nother world.
Like, I'm in a whole that's nother world. Mm-hmm. And, like me, I'm not a, I don't write. I'm a freestyle artist on everything that I do because of childhood trauma.
Right.
Because somebody see me write, you'll never see me write down nothing I got, bitch.
Too much shit to say. That shit's implanted. You know?
Yeah.
Forget that shit.
Listen, and if I do forget it, because I was drunk and I'm going to remember it when I'm asleep.
Period.
Okay. Huh? Period. Like a bitch every 28 days. Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, I just get on stage. I read the crowd. Uh-huh. I got jokes. I'm like, don't. sometimes, for me, I used to be drunk than a motherfucker. I only had two drinks at the last show, though, and I didn't even...
I thought it was none. It was two?
No, I had two. That's the day I relapsed.
Oh, okay.
At the show on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Well, sometimes you need a little pick-me-up.
I mean, not, look, to get on stage, it's hard to get on stage.
I mean, not when you're born into this shit. It's not hard.
It's not.
Yeah. If it's in you, it's in you.
If it's in you, yeah, it's in me. You feel me? But shit, nigga, my daddy was out there. I was about to say, I'm about to be, he said, well, when the niggas... Do you? It's like he put the battery in my back.
Right. And see that, man. That's,
but I'm the plug, nigga, because I stay dope. Locked in.
Like when I used to tour with a Squeak, like I used to drink a pint of gin.
What do I drink? What do I stage. Drink? What do I drink?
It was Bumpy Face. You on a Hendrix though?
Bing. Yeah, I'm on a smoother gin. But I do drink gin.
So I was having a debate with this guy at work, and
I love the work right. Work talk one on one with. Shut up. We're working on this shit.
So this is a question for you ladies. How does it make you feel when a man cries in front of you?
I don't judge.
Uh-huh.
So if you cry in front of me, I would respect that and cherish it, because you know it's hard for niggas to show their emotions.
Mm.
So if they do it in front of you, I would say respect that and cherish it, and don't use it against them.
Exactly.
So you don't see it as a sign of weakness at all?
No.
Sometimes it's a sign of weakness when you don't show your true emotions.
Yes.
Dig that.
Yes. That's how I feel. And it, and if he chose you to cry in front of him, he's comfortable with you. Exactly. And what be the problem is, they be talking about, protect black woman, protect black man. I got a black son. Mm-hmm. When he goes outside, anything can happen. He can't even play with a toy gun.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My homegirl has said some shit like, I tell my daughter don't date black men, but you have babies by two black men. Mm. Yeah. And it offended me because my son is a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a certain way about black men because a black man raised me.
Mm-hmm.
And my children are black men, and bitch, you got babies by two black niggas. Why would you tell your daughter?
But
not following.
But is she saying that because she had bad experiences with?
Obviously, like, but you delusion. Did it again. Thank you.
Delusion.
You ran it back.
She has two. She has two by one. Or two by two.
Two by two.
Two by two.
Okay, that's what so she tried to find a she tried to find another one, and that
and
nigga
bitch,
that
ain't
nigga
even
didn't
talk
work
about
either.
You, but I'm just saying it's a topic, and I already said what I said to you, so don't get mad.
I mean, we're not all bad, but we're not all bad.
Like I said, my baby's father is a great father.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't fuck with it.
Right.
Like
I mean, everybody can't get along.
But I love him for me. He's a great man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'ma talk
a great
shit.
Dad,
yeah. He's a great father. I'ma talk shit, but I ain't gonna let nobody else talk shit about the nigga. I don't give a fuck if I don't like you.
Right.
My kids bear his name,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it is.
Respect.
It's a respect thing. And a man raised me, so I see what a man goes through on day by day. And the thing is, as black women, we're not protecting black men at all, and that's why they're running to the white side.
Whoa. Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm on my worst day. On my worst day.
I mean, it don't.
But it does happen. It does happen. I was just speaking for myself.
Black women are so look.
I was speaking for myself.
I'm just saying, as me for a person that's done it before.
Ran to the white side?
No.
Oh.
No.
We fuck. I only fuck with my kind.
I don't. I'm sorry. Oh, that's nasty,
Crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn it,
Crystal.
That was my feeling.
Crystal, do you feel? Yeah.
Okay. So when I first moved here.
Do you like options or do you like niggas only?
No, I will date outside my race.
Okay. That's what's up.
Okay.
I just like, for me, I want to have somebody. It's a no for me too.
It's a no for me.
But no, I want to have somebody that I can relate to. Somebody that I can have. I can come home.
Right. I don't want no rich ass white nigga who done lived the good all his life and.
Like,
you know,
nigga,
like, what?
I need a hug, boy.
Yeah.
I've been going through it. Life be like
this. I mean,
that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that it's not right to date outside your race.
I got some mixed
cousins. It's just my preference. So listen to me. It's just my preference.
Well,
okay? I don't fuck with niggas that ain't circumcised. That's my preference, too. Because I ain't pulling the skin back. Oh,
damn it.
I paid. It costs $250, nigga, to get your son circumcised.
That's
because welfare don't pay for it no
actually,
more.
Actually, it's $500
now. Oh, well, it was $250
back in it. Yeah, it was 2023. $500.
Ooh,
dang.
So you better have that bag. You got kids? Right? I have one. I have a daughter, though. But I know recently.
Because it was 250 in, what's he, 2011?
What's up? 500. Drop the bag, nigga.
Well, I mean.
And I'm dropping that bag. You're not about to talk about my son. He got a turtleneck and he smell like pee.
Well, hold up. Well, I've had experience with an uncircumcised penis. I don't like it. If
you pull your skin back, I got to go.
And
how was it?
And, you know, I can't. I don't judge.
I do.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't a horrible experience.
It was the motion.
It wasn't a horrible experience.
It was the motion.
It was different.
I can't suck no dick. Gotta pull your skin back, dog. If you ain't got no mushroom head, get out of here.
I prefer it to be trimmed, but.
If you don't got a mushroom head, get out my bed.
Well.
Damn it. You got a mushroom head, get out my bed.
I was actually asking about niggas crying.
I know.
Because
we respect niggas that cry.
No, what I was going to say was the guy who we were talking to, like his girl took it as a weakness.
It ain't a weakness.
And treated him different.
Because you know she's a weak bitch. You don't know how to.
So I was wondering. I was just wondering what you got.
She's a weak bitch because she doesn't know how to.
Yeah. And they're young.
Reciprocate.
Yeah, reciprocate.
Yeah. Reciprocate emotions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, that's a whole other childhood trauma situation anyway. Mm-hmm. And because that's what somebody told you. You bitches want to be a nigga so bad. You don't respect niggas. I'm going to tell you how you keep a nigga like your granny did, bitch. Don't wear no panties up under that moo-moo. Moo-moo.
Don't wear no panties under that moo-moo.
Bitch, your grandma, like I'm going to tell you this. Your grandma had, nigga, my grandma had 8 kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you never heard about none outside the marriage because you ain't going to hear about it because Paul saving that money to take care of the family over there. But you know what they say? If a bitch have a baby on a nigga, they call it a mailman's baby.
Damn.
I've heard that.
Okay, yeah, nigga, I'm not lying.
That's that.
Let me tell you this.
You.
I'm telling you're right. You, I'm telling you some dudes you could use. Let me tell you this. I used to be the youngest grandchild. So I was with my granny all the time. And you know, the grannies be talking that shit about other people's. Okay, and
they act like they Christian, but
we're gonna get some fresh air. this is fresh air right here. It's coffee. We call it coffee. But I'm telling you what it is. We're not protecting black men, and because we want to be the protectors, bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you had a couple dollars. Remember this? Remember when everybody was working together? When the niggas was taking care of home? Oh, he might have lost his job or he might have chased his dream. Mm. He might have been washing master's clothes all day for him to get that 25 cent to get that microphone or that baseball bat that he needed.
What the fuck are you
talking about? I'm going back in the day, nigga. I see.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back. What I'm just saying.
She took it back.
Nobody got no daddy, nigga. Yeah. Because you bitches is, the nigga fucked up once.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas gonna fuck up.
Zero tolerance.
True. All the time.
Niggas is gonna fuck up. Niggas is gonna fuck up. You gonna fuck up too, bitch. He just ain't gonna find out.
Right.
Damn.
Does that mean? I told you I'd be lying to tell the truth at the same time. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah, I don't. Damn it. Okay.
We might need a round of applause for that.
Yeah,
message.
Thanks for answering my question.
And I made it a whole segment.
Period.
Wow. But that was good shit though. I appreciate that.
All right, now what's up with the freestyle? Because you know you I'm about to say
you got a beat.
No, that gotta be. Just find one. You connected?
About to be. No.
Because yeah, y'all.
Oh, you about to find a beat? This is the RC is also this. He makes beats.
Yeah, I'm a producer.
He's a producer.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let him know it then.
And you know what? This is what I love to do. I brought you ladies here today because I love to put shit together.
I know that's right.
I love to see black women coming together, and I would love to see a collab. And I had something to do with it. I would love to see. Or let's just put something together. I didn't have shit. So when I be having shit and I be doing shit and I be pulling people with me, it's because shit, I didn't have shit. And now that I do, nobody never listened to me. And now all you niggas is listening.
Right.
I ain't tapping nobody in the shoulder, nigga. Fuck being up next. We up now, biatch.
Period.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
That reminds me. I would also like to announce that even though Tawana doesn't know it, your numbers did go up on your last podcast. Yeah, definitely.
Man, I've been working hard, dog.
I heard that.
Come on. There's way more to come. And, like, To be honest, it was. I mean, it was. It wasn't significant, but it was more.
But it
than
was
last,
more than it was.
Growth is growth.
Yes. No. It, yeah. All day. Like so, but I wanted you to know that. I meant to tell you, but I'm glad I got you.
Because we started talking about some
to
other
tell
shit.
You on your show because I mean, cause, and that was because your engagement went up. Mm-hmm. You know, and she changed her style a little bit, and so
talk
that's
about strategizing.
Effective. What you
okay,
what
so
you doing?
I was looking at that down there. Look.
What?
It was a fortune.
A fortune?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody must have dropped it.
A fortune
right here. Let's read it, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
read
shall.
It.
We shall, so it don't look like I'm tweaking.
I don't know who belongs to
it. I don't know, but let's read it, because so I don't look like
who
I'm tweaking.
Who was eating Asian food in here?
I mean, I was, but I didn't have
it
no
It says,
fortune
when the flowers bloom, you will... You, oh, no. When the flowers bloom, so will great joy in your life. Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
So we're going to post that on the wall.
That was a good
one. I heard that.
I heard that.
But I've been working hella hard, dog. Uh-huh.
Let them know it.
Comedy saved my life, nigga. I could be selling dope, but I'm here with you
let
today.
Let them know it.
Dig that.
I sell dope. Now I sell jokes. It's hot as fuck here. My
it is hot.
Sweating
me
like
too.
A
I'm hot.
I swear, I don't mean to put you to work, but can you give me that
damn
that blue backpack right there? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have my shit together. She's been
okay.
So sweet.
Sit it down. All sit right. It down now.
Thank he's you.
He said.
What's the name of your company?
Blim LLC.
Blim
LLC.
Shout
out Blim LLC in
this
building.
Okay, in this big.
It's a boutique.
It's a boutique.
And she's up in the building. She's in the background right now, but she's finna be front
okay.
And center.
Thicker than a snack.
Okay, thicker than a Sunday newspaper, I'm going to tell you. Don't play with it. Just laying it all day in it.
That's one thing, though, about this place. Like, everybody be like, oh, man, I've been here before or something, you know. And she's like, man, I got a spot in here.
Exactly. They say they've been here, but she got a spizzot.
Period.
Yeah, come I've on. Been here before, too.
You been okay. Here before, too?
I recorded.
Level 9.
Are you recorded it?
Yeah.
With M. Dot them niggas?
Come check it.
Who'd you record with?
Not 12, but 9.
J. Cole.
Oh, J. Cole.
That's what I'm talking about. What, J. Cole.
Oh, wait,
niggas
no,
be counting me out. That J. Cole?
The J. Cole?
J. Cole. I was thinking the other J. Cole.
He was thinking that. Niggas been counting me out.
He's like doing DJing right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Oh,
that's
whoa,
who you
whoa,
record
whoa,
with?
I recorded him like first time. When I'm
with him?
Yeah.
Who is that? He's local?
He's
he's a DJ.
He's DJ.
What's
now.
His name?
So I think.
J. Cole. He just
DJ
for Jamal Crawford too, like little birthday party for his son or something.
Okay, so that's in. Shout out to Jamal Crawford. Right. I need you up here, nigga. Come on, man. You know Seattle. Right. So you already know what it is. Centro, CD or Shimi, man. Those all each ass for how many investors.
Damn man. Rest in peace, my nigga Kip.
Come on. Okay, so you know where we at? Where was our we doing beats?
We got 10 minutes. For the hour. Of course, we don't have no.
We don't have no limit. There ain't no limitation. But our ass is hot.
It's hot, and I need to
smoke too.
But yeah, if you could just pull up the beat one time, we can hit you guys
you
with
know,
a good little.
And you guys, if you guys want to go get on stage, they got an open mic down here at the flight path up the street.
Oh yeah.
Is that
oh well,
that
shout
is
out
tonight?
To the Geminis because you know
hey,
it's Gemini
shout
season.
Out to Gemini. That's my bitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
her party was lit. Y'all
I know
missed.
It was. So
he
let
wasn't
me,
there.
Bitch,
yeah,
bitch,
missed
okay,
out.
I seen you had a flyer. Bitch, I didn't even get into that. So you know, I was late, but that Gemini. Shout out to Gemini.
Shout
Gemini,
out to Gemini. She
Gemini
did, she
knows
did that
me.
Shit.
Since I was the littlest of the littlest of the littlest, okay, right. I love
she's out here
Gemini.
Giving game.
I've all
she's
been
out here
giving,
giving
me
game.
Game since I was 14, dog. Shout out to Gemini,
shout
man.
Out to, can we get a hand clap for Gemini, please?
Yes, please.
Yes,
so
yes.
I had a show that day. I didn't get a chance to come to the party, but I came at the end.
She
just
did.
To say
she
happy
shouted
birthday.
Her out and said, "Bitch, you showed up at the end
I showed
and
up
you
3
still
in the morning.
Came to show love."
And but I still, I just
I know
had
that's
to
right.
Because
yeah, respect
when like. I love you, man. I ain't
for
gonna
real,
go there.
Period.
Cause I'm finna get emotional. I'm gonna
oh,
go.
No,
I'll cry.
Don't do it.
But I love you. And y'all ain't getting me.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah, not today. Play the beat.
Let me but see.
Man, you gotta show respect when respect's due, man.
Go DJ.
Cause that my DJ.
Hey, I heard that.
Y'all crazy.
Crystal, you ready? Cause
we're about to get it lit. We're getting it turned up in here.
Come on,
freestyle. Where you going?
I need a shot of something.
Okay, well, get her. Let's all right. Where's it at?
Here go a cup.
Shot of coffee.
Shot of coffee. I love you. You get your fans. Sissy.
Express
yourself.
Double shot.
Here, all right. Can we get some coffee, love?
Coffee? Coming
coffee.
Right up.
Oh, hey, and we need some like talk shit.
Come on, I'm gonna talk shit.
Put on some trap.
Look, I'm about
here,
to
just
I'm
do
about
it.
To play some shit.
Play
something.
If you with it, you with it.
No, the beat, trap beat.
Oh, you want trap
put
beat?
Put girl okay. trap. Yeah, we're talking shit. This
shit.
Is I heard beat. That. Not nigga, I'm sad and I want to go home and cry.
We ain't shit.
We can do
we
that
ain't
too.
Going, we ain't going home.
We ain't right. We outside.
We outside, nigga. Nigga thought I was about to be looking stupid.
That's
for
gonna
two
be the
summers.
Name of the song. We outside. Outside.
All right, that's the we outside.
Yep. So, right. So we gonna
you
come
got
up with
shot,
it.
Crystal.
Let me.
I have my cup.
Macchiatos. We outside. We outside. Look, bitch.
We outside.
Get shit together.
Just know what it is.
Lord.
It's the Black Cat, baby. That's my rap name.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Black Cat.
Yeah. Purring on these niggas in my favorite position.
Ooh, purring these niggas in my favorite position.
Yeah,
that sounds like a bar. That
it is a bar.
Like a bar.
I only do bars, nigga.
Did
but
you
I don't
hear that. Purring these niggas.
Yeah,
in my
but I don't do zannies. Oh my granny, nigga.
Or trannies.
Not at all. Not at all. Because they don't want no balls.
And they think they standing real tall. Ooh, that's what we should do.
It
should be
through our ears.
It should be bar for bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh.
Ooh.
Right.
Oh, I said fast.
It's, okay, you got.
Put in girl it. Trap instrumental.
Okay, girl.
Yes, 2023. It's because we want some new shit.
Oh, they want that. Pound
I'm good
town.
With the YouTube. That's how
they,
I.
They want that.
Yes,
pound
around,
town.
Around. I'm with my rounds.
My pussy
pink. This booty hole
brown.
Brown.
The nigga said my booty hole was cute. I
okay.
ain't never heard that.
I heard it. I've heard it a lot of times.
But I'm saying I just start getting my ass ate. So.
I don't know about all that.
The nigga start eating.
But
my
I
ass.
Will plug it up though.
Okay. Let me know if this ain't it.
All right. This is gonna what it's gonna be.
Turn it
too slow.
Wait, it ain't dropped yet.
All right.
The intro
gonna drop
slow.
The beat. It's the intro on the ooh wee. Right.
Yeah,
we outside.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, I thought
it's
I was
turning
first.
Up. Speeding up. It's turning up. We outside with it.
Bust
hey.
A nut.
Oh, we outside with it.
Bust a nut.
We outside with it.
Bust a nut.
We outside with it.
Bust a nut.
We out.
Hey. We outside with the shit. Yeah. Yeah. Nigga acting funny. Nigga, fuck your bitch. I'm with your baby daddy bitch. Nigga, where's the clip? Nigga, we outside. And we turn up, bitch. We on the post like, what it do though? With your baby daddy or your grandpa too though? Bring the nigga around town, pound town, in this city shit. I'm from the city, yeah, I put it down past that shit.
We outside with it. Spider on the mic, yeah, I'm gon' ride with it. I'ma hold my knees and grind with it. They ain't ready for me, you know I'm sliding with it. Hey, yeah, it's real way. Already know, yeah, say it with my chest. I ain't scared, nigga, what is next? And I'm passing. Pass it, pass it to the left. Hey.
Hey.
Crystal. Hey.
Hey.
Crystal. What's up?
Crystal with the pistol.
Hey.
You know we outside, bitch.
Crystal.
These niggas
Crystal.
Acting funny.
Hey.
You know we gon' rock.
We
niggas.
Outside.
Crystal with these niggas on that crystal.
We outside
dog.
With it. We outside.
Hey.
We outside.
What's a nut,
we outside.
What's a nut, bitch?
What's a nut, bitch? Tell me how you like it, do you like it slow? Tell me how you like it, do you like it fast? Baby, let me see it, let me see it, let me see that ass. I don't know what's going on, I need to see the cash. Is it on the flow? Nigga, gotta go. Cause I ain't
If it on the flow, I stay 10 toes down. It's on the floor, I pick it up, you know, going with that. I'm gonna dash about the cash and these niggas know they down, nigga. No baby daddy mad, nigga, pick you up town, nigga. Right outside of the house, putting it down. I bring that nigga on time, nigga, cause the bitch gotta go now. We outside, nigga.
Ooh, she busting up. Ooh,
she busting up.
Ooh, she busting. Ooh, she busting.
She said,
"Ooh, she busting. Ooh, she busting. Ooh, she busting. Hey, hey,
is she rushing?
Ooh, she rushing.
Stop rushing, cause you rushing.
Take your time.
Put
the thumb in my butt.
Nigga,
you know.
Hold up real quick.
Can we not say that?
Do you have anything on YouTube?
Yeah, I do. You can actually. I just dropped something. It's called Vibes
Let's
Like
play
This.
Can both of you guys do. We're going to play both of them.
Can we play it and you do some to it?
What, the Vibes Like This? It's an actual song. It's
no,
song.
Yeah. I mean, can I play it and you do and like you just you rap it?
It's not. See, it's R&B.
It's R&B.
Oh, so don't. Okay, so you don't want
to
play it?
No, we do want to play.
We can play it, but it ain't not like no litty shit.
Oh, okay.
We was lit. Can she bust it?
My bad, my bad.
Put it in my ass.
That was really.
We'll keep going.
Can we bust it? Can you bust it? Nigga, I'm busting us. Yeah, I'm getting up and yeah, I'm standing up. Later, she don't want to do it. Yeah, we put it up. Bitch is coming back. Put it in my butt.
Can she?
Oh boy.
Hey man, we want to give a shout out, man.
It's
my
crazy
guest,
being
man.
The only nigga in here.
Hey, it's crazy.
Oh, we can do some nigga shit too.
No, no, that's not what I mean.
Alright, look, I ain't gonna argue with no niggas that don't like, die this summer, nigga. You at the park pushing the kid, it ain't yours, bummer. Bum it up, nigga. Hey, I'm bumming down, no, nigga. I fuck, nigga. I'm getting up, nigga. Gotta go downtown, nigga. Flying with the shit, trap. Nigga. I'm swarming around, trap. Nigga. Nigga, that can funny, but you know what I'm saying, nigga. Ooh, trap, trap, ooh.
Trap,
ooh.
Trap,
trap.
With a trap,
nigga. With a trap. Hey, palm of her fist, bitch. Put it in my hand, yeah. So I can understand, nigga. Ooh. Need the money right now. Ooh. It is the plan, nigga.
Huh? Put it in my hand, nigga. Huh? Yeah, I need 100 bands, nigga.
100 grand, nigga.
Don't understand, nigga. Here's the plan, nigga. Hey.
Trap.
Here's the plan, nigga. Put it in my hand, nigga. You understand, nigga?
Trap.
Game, nigga. Here for ransom, nigga. I doing this thing, nigga. I suck his dick from the back. Tell you what it do. Probably these niggas in my favorite person. Say what it is. Face down, ass up, nigga. Tell you what it is. When you get this pussy, nigga, you ain't gonna fucking stand up. Hey, tell her how what it do, nigga.
Ooh, trap. This can really go all day, for real.
This can really go all day because I don't play, man.
Literally.
It's hot.
Hey.
It is hot.
No, you guys is cold blooded,
hey,
though.
That's how you do it, man.
Trap.
It's a vibe, you know?
It's the vibes for me. It's giving box, bitch.
Hey, I got that box. Ooh. Don't stop, nigga. Ball head. Give him 70 pussy. We don't kiss him.
Ball head, nigga. Scallywag.
Getting money. Handbag. Get it back. Put it in my purse.
That's why
you ain't getting back. Nigga, coming back.
Don't be no ball head. Scallywag.
Nigga, on the curve. Drop him off on words.
Oh no, niggas on the curve. Nigga, what you heard?
What you heard? He on the curve.
I heard that.
Niggas on the curve.
Hey.
On the word.
What?
Nigga, what you heard?
Huh?
I heard that.
What you heard, boo? What you heard, Crystal?
What you heard, Crystal?
On the beat.
Hey.
Oh my God.
We gonna get you ready.
We gotta get you ready for it.
Hey, listen, we're kidnapping Crystal.
Okay, we gotta kidnap her and
We're taking you the Linden.
Gotta get it right.
The back streets.
Okay.
I
wish my Cuddy had a mic. She would have hopped on.
I think we gotta do our
Hey, we're hopping on. Hey, Cuddy be here next week. Cuddy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Blim in the building. Don't forget.
Hey, Cuddy be here next week, man.
Okay, Big Blim.
I don't even know who I got.
Big Blim.
Big Vi. You'll be
Big B's.
But this is what I'm saying. Like I said, as black women, I went from doing that bing bong.
Right.
As black women, suck your niggas.
Turn
dick,
it on
dog.
And turn it off.
Leave wait, I'm
niggas
sorry.
Nuts wait, empty. Suck it real good, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, say that, then.
Because, you know, my eyes are wide, but my not stop.
You know? But, hey, my eyes are wide,
my
but
eyes
me
are
wide,
stop. But my not stop.
Hey, I just had a vision.
That's the coolest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, My eyes are water,
but I'm not stopping them.
Just push it in. You can do it a little bit more.
Yeah, more.
You could just get it in there. You want me to throw up, nigga? Because I'm fin to.
They do. They want you to fucking just.
They want you to
lunch,
throw up.
Breakfast,
wow.
Lunch, and dinner. Right on their
nasty.
Lap. Right on their lap.
They do. She's not lying, huh? She's I'm a witness.
Wow. And they like it when your eyes water. They think they're doing something. Because you can't breathe.
No, we think you doing something.
But little do he know I can breathe, though, through my nose. Some bitches don't know how to suck dick and breathe through their nose.
I can't breathe through my nose.
We can't breathe,
so I'm doing
but we
something.
Can. I can. You just
start shaking.
And then just, yeah. You
know? Made him make a start.
That's how you gotta do it.
Oh my God, I love this show.
For real.
I heard that, man. I love this show.
So, on that note, should we do church announcements now?
Hell yeah.
Church announcement, June 17th.
No, we're not. Slow down.
Hold on. You ready?
Church, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. We gotta have our background music first.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's church announcement.
It's church announcement, and I am your pastor.
I ain't wrote nothing.
TBCQ. And that's me, and I'm going to tell y'all like this. I want to give an honor to God, who is the head of my household, who comes first. Okay? He may not come when you want him, but he gonna come on time. I'm still waiting on you, Jesus. Come on, Lord.
Amen.
Drive the wheel. Take the wheel. Okay? And get these people off these wheels. And I just want to say my church announcements. I want to. We have guests. I'm sorry.
We have guests.
We have guests to the congregation, the I Heard That Church, where you hear it, and if you heard it, I said it, and what you gonna do about it? Can my guest stand up, please?
For real.
It's an ongoing. It's an ongoing joke.
Don't worry about it.
This movie's in for real, but it's hilarious. We only had like 3 people stand up, but yeah, I like the way y'all slid this seat back up. But just know, this is a safe place. Say what you want, think what you say, because I'm gonna say what I want anyway. But our church announcements. Oh, and we also want to give our prayers out to the sick and shut in. I'm come down there and bring y'all some macaroni and things. I actually got an extra pan cooked. And we want to give it up to all the graduates. My daughter graduated.
Oh, nice. Yes.
We want to give it up to, let's get, yeah.
Yes.
We want to give it up to the graduates. Now, come on downstairs to the church. We got a cookout. We got some nasty-ass green beans and some chicken from Winko's.
Some chicken from Winko?
But on church announcements, I do have today, we have June 16th, I will be at Langston Hughes.
Oh, Langston Hughes.
I'll be at Langston Hughes. I'll be right back in the hood. You know what it is. Yesler, home of the investors.
It's been a while.
I'll be at Langston Hughes doing what I do. We have Swing One. Mm-hmm. I think it's hosted by Tony Daniel.
You said it right.
Because you know how I feel about that.
I know how you feel about that.
We have Tony Dan. Oh, and my Uncle Mookie.
Oh, Uncle Mookie, yeah.
Uncle Mookie.
Hilarious.
He gonna be taken.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Uncle Mookie, shout out to you. Yeah, and whoever else is on there, I don't know. Wait, let me just look. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I am. I'm hella disrespectful.
Now, you had told me this was gonna be shorter.
It ain't even been a minute yet. Shut up. I'm the pastor. Pastor Clay. Oh, and if you do want to give your love offerings, you can send it via Cash App at $BLACKKAT20.
Dig it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to pass it on to our guest. Do you have any church announcements?
Yes, I have a church announcement. Shamalam, shamalam. Now, June 17th, pop out. Fire Starter in Kent. We're going.
Are you guys on the both show on the same show?
So that's July 1st. That's something different. But that we don't even know what's going on with that.
Right. Girl, we
birthday bash. Come turn up with your girl Spider. You know, last year. June 17th.
No, it's okay.
Fire Starter.
That's your birthday.
That's my birthday party. Okay. My birthday's on Father's Day.
Where's the Fire Starter at?
It's in Kent.
In Kent.
Yeah, that's Saturday or Sunday.
It's Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
Oh, well, I'm doing my shit on Saturday. Okay, I'll pull up.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, Father's Day is on Sunday.
Come pop it with your girl. Last year in my 20s, we're going up.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's all? You don't got no shows or nothing?
Well, me and her, actually, we're on a lineup, but it's been postponed.
Oh, okay, postponed. Okay.
Yeah, for July 1st.
I was told that it may be in Tacoma.
They finding a venue for it.
Okay.
Nigga, if your goofy ass don't call me so I can send you to a venue, you know what? Shout out to them old niggas that's trying to still shake it up. I love y'all.
Yeah, because
I'm ready to perform.
I know you is. Like, you know, I shut you the alley you. I said, oh, yeah.
I'm trying to do some freestyle shit. That was fun.
Come on down there. Hey, if you don't want nobody all in your videos, come on down to Queen Management.
I know that's right.
Cause trust me, I'm a rapper, trapper, and punk bitch slapper. But I know how
bars.
To find
bars.
God knows me.
So
but I think I said the wrong date. Now that she says some shit.
Can I have did my shit now?
Yep.
Oh, I said the 16th. We good.
We good.
Oh, and D. Lamont stuttering ass gonna be there too.
D. Lamont Hall.
Suck, let me stop. I don't know.
He looks fine with a beard now. I seen you without one. You look like a bald headed bird.
Hey, did you ever hear Swing's joke about D. Lamont Hall?
Yeah, he just said.
So, like, D. Lamont, he got a stutter, right? So he said he sent D. Lamont to McDonald's to get some Big Macs. And so D. Lamont came back with like 50 Big Macs. And he said, dude, why'd you bring me back so many burgers? He said, I told him I must.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
He brought 50 Big Macs because he stuttered.
That's an old ass joke.
Shout out to Swing One.
My brother Swing One.
He got a new podcast coming on. I should be on there.
Moose Swing.
I should be on there soon.
Oh, we're gonna take that shit over.
Alright, listen. Fuck being up next. We up now, nigga.
Yeah, I know. Look.
There ain't no competition, baby.
What?
I'm the most consistent out here. You niggas ain't doing that. What I'm doing. And I'm talking big shit, nigga.
You talking big shit?
I'm talking big shit because I can back it up.
To.
Cause I'll stick it and turn it.
Ain't nobody gonna roof but her.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody do it better.
Believe me, I know. So, Pastor, I'd like to get my shit off real quick.
Okay, then give it up for my deacon. Give it up for my deacon.
Thank you. Look, we done ran
out of whole session.
Look, we done ran out of Oregon.
Damn, we done ran out of Oregon.
Pastors do that for real. They was trying to go
for real. They talk forever. They
reach
do.
Out and touch.
Right, dude. Can we get a music selection from our choir?
All right, so hey, real quick, because I got a lot of shit going on.
You got a lot
on,
of shit all
now,
shit.
So you know, last week I was at the Bimbo Room with Peg. That shit went over like.
Though. Oh, I'll be on Peg's show on Friday.
I skipped you.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
No, I thought you. Oh my bad. No, I thought you was talking about this show.
She talking now. Yeah. Give her another shot.
Go, girl. I don't want to take your time.
Nah, but hopefully the July 1st still stand. But August 19th. The 23rd, I'll be in San Antonio for a show. It's a gospel fest.
Oh, say nice. You don't do comedy. I'm about to say I got another booking for you. No. I need to be a booking agent because I'll be happy.
Now repeat that one more time. Say it again.
August 19th through the 21st in San Antonio. It's a gospel fest. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
So do you do gospel music also?
So you say all black people do gospel. Everybody was raised in church.
We was raised in church, but I was downstairs at the bottom in the bathroom.
And
it's long when you go do Sunday school.
It's
December 13th
through the 19th.
Wait, you said December, October, August.
December. We're on another event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's about to drop
the bitch is booked.
December 13th through the 19th, I'll be in Houston.
You know what, she be taking them flights too. I be seeing you up and out of town. You be out shine.
Man, that's dope, man. Booking out of town. It's always dope.
Go ahead. Are you done?
No, go ahead.
He ain't even started.
He ain't gonna start fucking around with me.
I mean, the money gonna be there. I just wanna tell you where I was at.
Tell this bitch was looking at me.
It's all gravity. I got it.
Go ahead, tell him, baby.
All right, so like I was saying,
thought this bitch was looking at me.
I want to.
Go ahead.
Who is hot?
Yeah, we got to end this so we can turn on this AC.
So I feel like my nose.
Real quick though. So I was at the Bimbo Room.
You was at the Bimbo Room
in West Seattle last week with DJ Peg.
I'll be on the show on Friday.
That shit was crazy. I just want to let you know that. You know what I'm saying? I got Beachcomber in Skyway on the 23rd.
Shout out to Milo.
I'll be spending there. I think they start a little bit early, like 8 o'clock. And then I got DJ Infamous Sleepy. He got his birthday party.
Oh, when's his birthday party?
That's on July 1st.
Oh, I will be there because you know what? Sleepy.
Yeah, and I'll be DJing there. And then I have to run over to Meeker for the Seattle Magic Wheels annual.
I'm coming with you. I need a plus one.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean yeah.
Shout out to Winter. She make all the cookies for my motherfucking daughter's birthday. Man, go get you some cookies by Winter, baby.
Winter. I always see her.
Winter. She makes all the cookies at Zoe's party.
Oh, okay.
So you know how I do it when I do what I do.
Just real quick. Controversy queen. I'm trying not to. Please don't take me outside. I don't want you to do me like Della Reese did, Eddie.
Yeah, you shoot me in my pinky toe. That's how you know a nigga don't like you. My baby's ass trying to stomp on my big toe. You know that nigga don't like you.
All right. Hey, look. So, Beachcomber again on July 7th. And then I'm doing 206 Kings, another motorcycle club. That's at the Masonic Temple in the Central District.
Right behind Walgreens, nigga, right. AutoZone, where you niggas are still trying to get in the zone.
And just so, I mean, I just want people to know, like, they're doing the 50th hip hop anniversary in New York at Yankee Stadium. I'm about to get it down there.
That's, are you going down there? And yes, we'll also be in August. In August, we will also be at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards.
Oh, that's right.
This will be our second annual. We did it last year.
What day
year.
Is that?
August 5th, I believe.
Oh, let's you hope scared
I'm on the
me.
Roster
okay.
this year.
August 5th.
Right.
Are you?
How can we get
I hope so.
How can we get
I should. I've been putting in the wood nerk.
Oh, you want? Well, you know what? I got to listen yeah. to here. So
yeah, she
I'm
might have
you,
the
come
plug.
On down. Come on down to Queens Management.
She might have
I'm
a plug.
I'm telling you, I am the plug because I stay in a socket.
Okay, well, plug me in. Right. Yeah. Only right. Even if it's for a performance, I don't need a nomination because I know
nah,
I'm the
I
shit.
Mean, we can see what's up.
I'll take 2 minutes.
You'll get more than that.
That's what they're giving us anyway.
I need a full three. I'm coming to burn the stage.
You need a three.
So real quick, man, RC the Trackaholic, your local and national, possibly international DJ. I'm trying to be like Spider over here.
Hey, you better speak international. All about my cash and all. I'm
trying to tell I mean, mama. Mine. If you need a beat, you got the dime. I got the time. I do charge.
He does charge.
They call me a legend out here, and I get my money.
Oh,
for that.
Wait. So speaking of legends, I just have to say this because you know he will be July 22nd. He mm-hmm. will be DJing at my son's birthday party.
Oh,
so
I thought you were talking about somebody else.
No,
you're
I'm talking about you. So I was me and my baby's dad. He was like, because we're gonna do a house party.
Mm-hmm.
Party. You know how I do about the
party. Oh, like
I
don't a kid and play.
Yeah.
So nice.
This goofy little motherfucker talking about something. He want to do Spider-Man. Listen here, we gonna have silk pajamas on, ho. That's what we do.
Pajama jammy jam.
Yeah, so I'm cooking the food. Because, you know, I also have a catering company. So I'm cooking all the food. I'm doing all the thing. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So I was like telling my baby, I'm about to spend more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, no, I'm paying for it. I said, it don't matter. I'm going to spend more money for you. I got to pay for the DJ. I got to get all the food. And he's like, oh, whoa, why don't you get it? I said, I already get RC every year. He said, well tell him it's me because we made legend. We're legends together.
I mean, that man's on a legendary album.
Yeah, he's on a legendary album.
Let me tell you,
like,
how many people's baby's daddy can say that their album is going for $200 a copy?
Bing bong. It's $200 a copy.
Yeah. If that man got some CDs in his garage, you need to go get paid.
Scum, life I got is one. My life. Oh, nigga, his shit's going for $200
on Discogs right now. Yeah. The Europeans love the Scum. I'm just telling you.
Hey Siri, call BD.
What are we doing now?
Yes.
Look, hey, so yeah, that's all my gigs.
Turn me up because I'm calling right now.
Okay. Ran out of organ again.
We ran out of organ. We're calling BD. Baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
China Buchanan. China Buchanan. So, okay, so I'm with RC. We're on the podcast. RC says,
"Trackaholic."
Hey, what's happening?
Look, so I was just telling him about what we were talking about, and he was legendary. You guys made what did you say? Y'all made history together. He said your album is going for $200 a pop.
Yeah, real talk.
It is.
I need a cut on that because remember all them times when you would leave the shows and I would stay at the shows. Scum, life is my life.
I done got this nigga in trouble. Hey,
I was outside. I was shooting with you in the gym, nigga.
Hey, Fast, my bad, bro. I didn't, man. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was gonna happen like that.
It's all love. You know what it is, man.
Hey, let's get quiet
and
kept. I got
volume
2 and 3.
Oh, you know what?
I still got the TV from the one video. Yeah, it's look, in my room.
And we gonna talk. We got some shit. I got some shit too. We'll talk.
Let's do it. Let's put it together.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. We had to call BD. Did it kind of look alike? Do you guys think they look alike?
Are they related?
They're not related. I just want to get an honest opinion.
No.
All right. See you soon.
All right.
Please. What happened to your finger?
Okay. So, okay.
Okay. Bye.
He stuck it in the wrong. So, on that note.
Stuck it in the wrong booty hole.
On that note, we're going to get up out of here.
That bitch had a razor in that.
I'm being fucking your mouth and your butt.
I'm on behalf of the I Heard That podcast and radio show and corner store slap a bitch
slap a bitch.com where your baby daddy at, granddaddy at, you got AARP, you can fuck with me.
See, that's what I'm saying. She's always holding the mic. See, that's how you know somebody sucked dick when they just like
hold anyway. It real put good. It in my mouth.
We would like to thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate you guys coming out, and it's been such a pleasure having you guys here. It's the most fun I've ever had on this podcast.
I know that's right.
That's say, right.
I heard yeah, real that. Talk.
Come on, yeah.
Surrounded by really. Beautiful women. I mean, you guys. I hope you guys keep doing what you're doing. Of course, you will. And I hope all the prosperity in the world and for you guys. And of course. Here?
Come on over here. Sit it down now. Good Lord.
I just want to
sit it down. Sit it down.
I want to thank you.
Sit it
thank down. You for being a friend.
This is our building mate right here.
Yeah. So we're in the same
blim building. In the building.
We're yeah, in the blim. Same building. We getting money. If you didn't know, come get your clothes. Right now, you got big girl clothes.
And I'll bring the hoes.
All that.
Shitty girls. And guess what? You niggas ain't knocking us up for the summer, ho. We killing them kids.
Ooh, I'm done with her.
Hey, look. And on that note, we're going to get up out of here. Peas and carrots.
Sit it down now.
I retract my statement.